work is not always easy. It is often a challenge to live with and interact with people who live difficult lives. Field workers build strong personal relationships with those they study, so often this process affects both the anthropologist and the people in the research community. The all-encompassing nature of ethnographic field work can result in something called culture shock, which is an overwhelming feeling that nothing is familiar, that you will never understand what motivates others' behavior, or how to avoid offending people or behave in culturally appropriate ways. It is often said that field workers go through several stages in the process. First, they are very enthusiastic about their field setting. It's all different, exciting. Then disillusion sets in, and sometimes even despair. It's difficult to learn a new language, be far from home, where you typically know what is appropriate without thinking very much about it. A final stage is a more realistic picture of what daily life is like, an acceptance of the realities of living in a new cultural context. This is most likely the stage where you can learn the most about those whose lives you wish to understand. Sometimes anthropologists often experience culture shock twice, once when they first enter their community of study, and again when they return home. I felt this myself when I carried out 18 months of research for my dissertation in southern Belize in small Maya communities of between 250 and 500 people. I went through all of these stages I just described. Toward the end of my fieldwork, September 11th attacks happened in the U.S. I learned about it while sitting in a hammock in a thatch kitchen at my friend's house over the lunchtime radio broadcast, at the time the only way to get news there. When I returned to the U.S. a month later, I felt like that world had changed too, and it took me quite a while to readjust.